The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1. Then Jesus told them a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. Jesus understood the importance and the power of prayer, and he came to set the example for us. You and I know that prayer changes things, and it is a clear promise from the Word of God. Prayer also changes you and me. It changes our priorities, and it puts our lives in alignment with God's plan. Why should we pray? We should always pray to keep in constant communication with God, not out of habit or routine, but out of love and a desire to be in His presence. We should also pray to reach the lost for Christ and strengthen the body of believers. How should we pray? We should always go before the Lord with the right attitude, bowing our heart in submission to Him. What should we pray for? Pray for spiritual strength, power, depth, perspective, and fullness. So often our prayer lives are consumed with praying for physical or material needs. And while these things are in order, we must also pray for our spiritual lives. Ask the Lord to strengthen your spiritual life today and help you build up His kingdom for His honor and for His glory. God wants to answer prayers through you according to the power of the Holy Spirit that works in you. May I invite you to join us next week.